Gretchen Garber, licensed clinical social worker and assistant clinical director to VTMHI.
What inspired you to get into the mental health field?
I was thinking, like, do I want to give you the short version or the long version? I guess I'll give you the sort of the long version.
Yeah.
It started probably, when I was a teenager and found myself kind of enjoying giving support and advice to my friends with, little knowledge as a teenager. So thinking I wanted to get in some sort of helping service field, liked interacting with people, things like that. So I originally thought about becoming a therapist, actually in high school. Did my research to see that you had to get a lot more education and hours, and so I thought no. But long story short, it ended up turning around to that, and social work being the right program for me to achieve that.
Yeah, can you tell me about your journey to becoming a therapist?
Sure. So, went to undergrad and kind of did, again, wasn't exactly, therapy kind of undergrad, but more of a human services field. I worked then for a nonprofit, which is actually where I met our executive director at VTMHI, Mara. I had done an internship as an undergrad in Blacksburg, Virginia. After I graduated, I worked with that program in a nonprofit for a while. Then I wasn't so sure I still wanted to become a therapist or not. I knew I had to get my master's degree in order to do that. So I did a short stint as a travel agent and quickly realized it didn't have as much meaning or purpose and that I needed to go back and get my degree and actually do this thing. So that's what I did.
Well, how did you get involved with the Virginia Telemental Health Initiative?
Yeah, so again, the connection for me, the networking component is that the executive director, Mara Servitus, and I go back 20 plus years when I was her intern for a summer right before she went to graduate school. And she had moved to Richmond. I eventually moved to Richmond. We'd always kind of stayed in touch. So we were kind of work friends and whatnot. And when this came aboard, she was like, hey, I'd like you to consider this program. And I started off as a supervisor for it, and then now, yeah, I'm doing some of the admin kind of internal processes.
So to take a step back, can you tell me about the organization?
Sure. So what VTMHI is, through the Virginia Telemental Health Initiative, provides pro bono therapy services to the Virginia Association of Free and Charitable Clinics throughout the state of Virginia. So we're like a referral source and an extension for them. So patients who are going to free clinics are people who don't have insurance or are underinsured. And we are providing free mental health services to them virtually because many of those localities either don't have clinicians or people can't get transportation to go see someone face to face. So we have found, a silver lining of COVID is that virtual therapy works. So why not? And people, I myself am in private practice, it works in private practice. Why not extend that to people who can't afford those services?
How does it feel for you to help others?
Well, it's kind of something ingrained in me. I mean, I just think it's part of my being. And for me, I mean, I don't provide the direct service. I help the supervisees, the people who are getting licensed, and helping them and seeing their growth and their confidence increases feels great because you're helping the individual, but you're also helping the mental health system as a whole, which is needed.
So, have you heard about clients' confidence level rise as they go through the initiative?
The client's confidence level?
Yes.
Yes. Oh yeah. I mean, I think, one thing we say in this line of work is that, the hardest part is of getting therapy is getting to your first appointment. That's about half the battle. And so once a person's engaged, it's kind of hard not to have a positive outcome from therapy. Because you have some you don't have to suppress and hold in all the thoughts and feelings that might be happening for you. Having someone who's in your corner and providing support, can benefit anyone.
And I've done a lot of stories about Virginia and mental health, and a lot in Northern Virginia as well. But do you think Virginia is ahead of the curve with mental health care?
That's a good question. And it's kind of hard to answer because there's just so many different, you know, hands in the pots of the system, right? Because we are a nonprofit. We work with free and charitable clinics, but there's the whole government system. There's the hospital systems. There's private practitioners. So, you know, it's expansive. You know, I think years ago, I remember seeing that Virginia got a rating of a D on some national surveys at our mental health rating. I would say it's improved. I think there are some more initiatives in things like this program where we're trying to reach maybe some of those deeper corners of the state that don't have access to services. Is going to help. And I hope we'll be, again, I think with virtual therapy, it is something that I think is changing our mental health system for the better. And we're going to be seeing that across several different agencies and entities that provide mental health services.
What do you do to help your own mental health?
Oh, well, I kind of call myself a meathead. I like to exercise and I try to lift heavy weight. I like to be outside, so I am a person who has to move. So that's probably my biggest thing to help my mental health. Spending time with friends, family, my kids, having my social outlets, and also talking to a therapist I've had a relationship for a long time every now and again is also extremely helpful.
What has some of the feedback been for the initiative?
Overall, it's been positive. I mean, with our clinics, you know, that's a big, my role is to communicate with a lot of the clinics and kind of help them work out any kinks because each clinic looks a little different. And the feedback I continually get is that we're just so happy this exists. We're just so happy that we have a place to send our patients who need this help that we don't have here in-house with us.
What would you say to anyone going through a tough time?
There's a couple different ways I could answer that. I mean, the clinician part of me, you know, when working with people myself is to help people with looking at how usually those tough times, what we want to try to do is with what's in our control is make that temporary. That tough times are usually temporary and not permanent. And so how do we cope and deal with those circumstantial things that we may not have a great deal of control over? For people who might be going through a tough time and needing services, this is a course where I'm always about, let's get you connected somewhere, anywhere. Where can that be, right? Does that need to be at your local community services board? Is it with VTMHI? It all has to do with people's, you know, so much of getting mental health service does, unfortunately, have to do with your resources and your acuity as far as if you have a diagnosable mental health illness and how serious it is. But once all those things are figured out and what kind of a service a person would want, it's out there. It just takes some digging sometimes and can be about finding the right people who have the information to help you, to help guide you to get to where you need to get the service that you need and desire.
How can people reach out and learn more?
Going to our website is probably the best thing, which is virginiatelementalhealth.org. All spelled out. And that's how they can learn more about VTMHI. If someone wanted to become a patient of VTMHI, how they would need to connect to their free clinic in their area. There's over 60 within the state. You know, we're trying to serve, our goal is to serve 45 of them. And with 40 of them being it by the end of this year. So we're hoping to be, you know, another resource for folks in the Commonwealth.